And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our dramatic program today, the 13th in a series entitled Pages from the Living Book, was written by Harriet Kopp. The Shepherd from Tekoa.
In the village of Tekoa in Judea, during the reign of King Uzziah, the sun shone down on the plains and valleys more brightly than it did in the northern land of Samaria, where King Jeroboam reigned over the Israelites. And Amos the shepherd saw it and was glad. How do I know Amos was glad? Glad there with him in the valley. Amos the prophet, I, Benjamin the shepherd, and my son Seth the flute player. He plays all the time. He loves Amos, and Amos loves to hear him make music on his shepherd's flute.
Ah, Seth, my boy, thy music is like the voice I hear talking to me in the wind and the rain when it spatters the fruits of my sycamore trees.
And Seth would play for Amos till he was nearly breathless, and then Amos would tell him of the wonders of God who had formed the mountains and created the wind. But one day, Seth would not play his flute, and all the sweet coaxing of Amos availed him not.
Come, Seth, pick up thy flute once more. Without thy music, the top of Mount Carmel seems to wither, and the pastures of the shepherds mourn.
Nay, Amos, they mourn not with Seth, but with me. For 'tis I who stilled his flute, stilled it because of my brother Aaron, who hath gone to Samaria to the marketplace at Bethel, and hath not been heard from since. Is not meet for a son to play while his father grieves for his own brother's illness, capture, death, I know not which. Thou art a shepherd like me, Amos, but thou art also a wise man of God. Dost thou know aught of what hath befallen Aaron?
Nothing, Benjamin. When he set out for Samaria, I tried to talk with him, but he would not hear.
Thy sheep for a moment. They will be still there waiting for thee on the morrow, but I shall not.
Aaron, 'tis thee. I did not expect to see thee here among the sheep, but out in the fields at this harvest season.
Amos, look. My cart is laden with grain, golden grain which shall be changed into golden shekels in the marketplace of Bethel. Thou wilt see, I shall come back to Judea, riches of Samaria.
No, Aaron, do not go. Wait, Aaron, listen, please, I pray thee. For the Lord says, Seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel. For the rich merchants will buy thy grain through trickery and deal with thee deceitfully with false balances in the scales.
Really, Amos, what a pity. And after they have taken from me the exactions of wheat which they will demand, then what, thou, wise in the ways of the Lord but not of the world? Then what?
Then, Aaron, once they have robbed, it is said that the rich people of Samaria buy the poor for silver, and the needy for the price of a pair of shoes, and make of them their slaves.
That's something I must see. Goodbye.
Then my brother Aaron is a slave in Samaria, cheated of his birthright of freedom for a cart of grain. Cursed be ye merchants of Bethel, who turn justice to wormwood and cast righteousness to the ground.
You say my uncle is a slave in Samaria?
He must be.
Then one day when I am grown, I shall go to destroy Bethel.
No, Seth. It is not for thee to do God's work. For the Lord hath promised, in the day that I shall visit the transgressions upon Samaria, I will also punish the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground.
Was that all the Lord said to thee?
All but this, when he said, Hear and testify, Amos, against the house of Jacob.
And so thou, Amos, art chosen by the Lord to be his messenger and prophesy to all the Israelites of Judea and Samaria. When wilt thou leave for Bethel? And shall father and I go with thee?
No, Seth. I will go, but not yet. For he to whom the Lord speaks must one day prophesy. But the time has not yet come. For the people of Samaria will not heed me now any more than did thy uncle Aaron. He who is prudent will keep silent in such a time. For this is an evil time, my lad.
And so it was that the undelivered prophecy of Amos remained unfulfilled. A haunting memory to Seth, a nagging rebuke to Amos. As the evils of the neighboring lands of Moab, Tyre, and Syria spread into Samaria like an open, untreated sore. But we in our little village of Tekoa in Judea suspected not the power of unchecked evil as we gathered for the spring sheep shearing. It has been a good year, and the wool should bring in a good price, for which Amos is thanking God as he does
the
for us
each
year. The
earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thou who fear the Lord, praise him. All ye sons of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. We give thanks to thee, O Lord, with our whole heart.
Amen.
We have prayed. Now let us to the sheep. Their bleating calls us to the shearing.
Amos gives us hardly the time to breathe the amen before he calls us to work.
Amos, thou man of God, thou hast us bow our head in prayer and dost not give us time to lift it up before you were just to bury it deep in the wool of the sheep.
And yet, Amos, thou calleth the merchants of Bethel ungodly because they cannot wait for the Sabbath to end. But they bring their sacrifices to the temple every morning and their tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving for that which is leavened, as we do now. Then how do they differ from us, Amos?
They differ in this way, Daniel. As they leave the temple, they trample the head of the poor into the dust of earth and turn aside from the afflicted who lay at the steps of the temple. And so the Lord says to them, I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies.
Stop, Amos! Thou fillest us full of foolish rantings. The Lord speaketh to us in Judea with the same words he uses to the people in Samaria.
Who interrupts the words of Amos as he speaks the word of the Lord?
Tis I, Leah, the wife of Aaron, who was once a farmer in Judea and is now a slave in Samaria.
Hush, Leah, thy sorrow has turned thy head. Be quiet.
There is no more quiet in Judea, Benjamin. Amos, thou hast waited too long to speak out against the pride and false worship of Samaria.
If I have erred in not speaking sooner, thou hast compounded the crime. Speak up, woman, and say what thou must.
The poison that is Samaria has spread into our land.
Not, Amos.
Hath seeped into the high places of our land.
Amongst our priests.
Seeped high, Amos, even to the temple
wife
itself.
Is mad, I tell thee.
And yet, not satisfied, even higher.
To our good king, Uzziah?
Our good king. Our great king, Uzziah. Filled with the rumors of Samaria's mockery of true worship, hath dared to enter the temple and take upon himself the duties of the priesthood.
And King Uzziah?
Is king no more. The festering sore that is Samaria hath spread its disease into Judea. For the Lord hath made King Uzziah a leper, and he is banished from the throne.
Thus saith the Lord, in all the broad places there shall be wailing, and in all the streets they shall say, Alas, alas.
Amos, when my husband became a slave in Samaria, thou didst not go and prophesy. Wilt thou go to Samaria now when thy king hath become a leper?
No, Leah, not yet. Though 'tis harder, I vow, to stay here than to go. But I must wait, Leah, the word of the Lord. For a man who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time.
Now the sun no longer shone on Tekoa, for God had made the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in the clear day, and all joy had gone from the valley. Only Seth, in his youth, still welcomed each dawn and found pleasure awaiting in each day.
Now, Amos, what shall it be? Thou shalt speak the words, and I shall play a melody to them.
Amos would sit silent, deaf to Seth's words and music.
Oh, I am so wearied of the stillness of the valley, broken only by the bleating of the sheep and the wails of the mourners for King Uzziah. Oh, how my ears itch for the tickling sound of some light, quick-fingered melodies.
Seth, enough!
I shall not listen to either the sound of thy words or thy music.
And Seth would be silent for a moment, but only a moment.
My ears are wearied of the la-di-da of the flute. 'Tis no wonder 'tis called the shepherd's reed. 'Tis meant to be played only for the ear of a foolish sheep. Oh, that I could go to Gilgal and leave this valley.
Such plaints from Seth would lift Amos from the silence into which he had sunk since King Uzziah's banishment.
Seth, my lad, think not to go to Samaria. Do not seek Bethel, nor to enter into Gilgal. Seth, for thee to leave Judea and go to Samaria would be as if thou fled from a bear and were met by a lion. Or if thou went into the house and leaned thy hand against the wall and a serpent bit thee. Listen to thy father, Seth. Hate the evil and love the good.
But the lure of Samaria was great, and at the next harvest it was the boy Seth who took the cart of golden grain to Bethel.
The new moon hath risen three times since Seth left with the grain, Benjamin. Should not he have returned long since?
Oh, he's but a youth, Amos, and mayhaps the longing in his breast for the songs of Gilgal could not be stilled.
And mayhaps the ivory couches of Samaria as well.
Well, Amos, we are old. The fire of youth hath long since burned itself out in our breasts. But Seth?
Seth must live according to the traditions of his people and the laws of Israel. For he is of the remnant of Joseph. His ears must not be filled with the songs of Gilgal, but with the word of God. The time has come. Take thy rod and thy staff, Benjamin, and let us go.
It's not yet time to gather the sheep, Amos. The sun is still high overhead.
There are other shepherds for the herd in Judea. We are going, Benjamin, to the lost sheep of Samaria.
And so we set out on our journey to Samaria, following the paths of the caravans. At night, we took turns sleeping, so that one of us would be awake and perhaps catch sight of Seth returning to Tekoa. We passed merchants and caravans, farmers, warriors, and slaves, and each one of them, Amos, skilled with words, would ask,
"Thou, warrior, tarry a moment, I bid thee. Hast thou seen a shepherd of Tekoa, young and fair, with a flute tucked away in his waist?"
The warrior had no time for two shepherds in tattered mantles and torn sandals, with matted hair and beards whitened with years and desert sand.
"Out of my way, old man. Shepherds young and fair never leave Samaria. If the merchants of Bethel don't make slaves of them, women do."
Two old shepherds, one seeking his lost son of Judea, the other all the lost sons of Israel. Confused and jostled by the crowds on the road to Samaria, we made our way to Bethel, to the great temple, where we arrived late at night, footsore and weary. And there we slept, our heads pillowed on rock, our chilled bodies upon the cold stone steps of the great temple at Bethel.
Guard! Guard! Where art thou, thou rascal of a guard?
Who callest?
'Tis I, Amaziah, high priest of the temple. Hast thou been asleep? Aye. Thy loose lip and red eye tell me thou hast. But these two old sleeping shepherds tell me so even more plainly. For how else come they to rest upon the steps of the great temple of Bethel? Thou hast been ordered to keep the temple gate free of the poor. Wake them, guard. Nay, nay, use thy foot to waken them. Touch them not with thy hands, this kind breeds disease.
Come. Arise and get thee gone. Thou hast caused me trouble enough already. Now make haste and away.
O house of Israel,
The virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. She is cast down upon her land, and there is none to raise her up. The city that went forth 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which went forth 100 shall have 10 left of the house of Israel.
Be gone, old man. Darest thou speak before Amaziah, the high priest of the temple?
Stay a moment, God. Who art thou who prophesies the fall of Samaria?
I am Amos, and this is Benjamin. We are shepherds of Judea. He hath come to save his son, and I to save the Lord's sons of Israel who live in Samaria.
Poor man. Thou art old, and thy head hath been turned, no doubt, by the long journey beneath the burning sun. I shall let thee go, but see that thou returnest not to the temple, for the next time I shall not be gentle with thy humors and prophecies.
And so we wandered through the streets of Bethel, filled with merchants, slaves, and children who jeered at us. But I had eyes only for Seth, and Amos for the injustices he would speak out against.
Benjamin, see the crowds. 'Tis the festival of the ingathering.
See them, Amos. We're being crushed in the midst of them. Amos, take care. We've been carried along to the temple. Try to turn aside, lest we find ourselves in the stone steps of the temple, where the high priest Amaziah warned us not to come.
Benjamin, though it feel like the press of the crowd to thee, 'tis the will of the Lord that is bearing us there. Though it sounds like the roar of the crowd, 'tis the voice of the Lord calling me to prophesy. For today all the sons of Israel will be coming for the observance from all over Samaria. And surely if Seth be in Bethel, he too will be there. Today, Benjamin, today the shepherds of Tekoa will save their lost sheep. There is a stillness. The throngs are waiting the appearance of Amaziah. It is the still voice of God. Benjamin, pray, for this is the moment for me to prophesy.
Amos, not here, not now.
Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, Benjamin, who can but prophesy?
Amos, wait! Somebody hold that shepherd! Clutch him by his mantle ere he slips through the crowd!
It is too late. He's already at the steps of the temple. Sons of Israel, the Lord God hath sworn by himself and said, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his palaces. And I will deliver up the city with all that is therein. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Samaria shall be laid waste. And against thy king, Jeroboam, king of Samaria, I will rise with the sword.
Old man, Amaziah, priest of the temple, waits for thee at the temple door, and hath cautioned me to hold thee tight, lest thou try to lose thyself in the throng.
Have no fear. I shall hold tight to thee, for I too wish words with Amaziah.
Thou wish to see me, Amaziah?
Go, thou seer, go! Flee away to the land of Judah. Eat bread there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel.
Thou callest me a prophet. I was no prophet. Neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people of Samaria.
I repeat, shepherd of Judah, do not prophesy against Samaria, and do not preach against the house of Samaria.
Amaziah, because thou hast spoken thus, the Lord says, Thy wife shall be a harlot in the city. Thy sons and daughters shall fall by the sword, and thou thyself shall die in an unclean land, and the people shall surely be led away captive out of Samaria.
Enough, shepherd! Harmless though thy prattle may be, thou art beginning to try my patience. God, take him to the gates of the city. And Amos, heed me well. Show thyself no more within the gates of Samaria.
And there it was, at the gates of the city, that I joined Amos, and our fruitless search for our lost shepherd came to an end.
Hold there! Wait for a moment. My breath faileth me.
Seth, is it truly thee, my son?
It is, my father. Art thou all right, Amos? Oh, when I saw the guard take thee to Amaziah, I feared for thy life.
Thou need not have. For though Amaziah saw fit to treat me as a hapless old shepherd, a fool for the crowd to jeer at, a nuisance to be rid of, he knew that I spoke God's word, and that the Lord had commanded me to prophesy. He would not have taken my life. Have no fear, Seth, lest by such an act he admitted the power of my words.
Amos, now that thou hast prophesied in Samaria, may I ask thee one thing? One thing that hath troubled me since I was with thee in the valley of Tekoa.
Ask what thou wilt.
Dost thou recall when my father's brother Aaron did not return from Samaria?
I remember.
And then, when I was a youth, King Uzziah took on the pride of Samaria and the temple office and was struck down with leprosy?
I remember, Seth.
Twice wert thou asked if thou wouldst go to Samaria and prophesy, and both times thou answered, dost thou remember thy words?
Yea. I said, he who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time.
What didst thou mean? For I was sore disappointed when thou didst refuse to go.
Seth, a rich man who is prudent uses his wealth wisely, for once it is spent, it is gone. Just so a wise man who is prudent uses his words carefully, for they are his treasure. And once they have been spoken, they cannot be recalled.
Then thou must be grievous sad, Amos, my friend, for thou hast spoken thy precious words, and they are now used up and lost on the winds and the waters. The Lord commanded thee to prophesy, and no one heeded.
Do not mourn for my words, dear Benjamin. Others have spoken before me, and others will speak after me. And they will hear God's voice murmuring in the breeze and roaring in the gale, just as I have. And until they return to Zion, their words will act as leaven from one generation to another.
Stay a moment, Amos. Is not my father Benjamin one generation?
Yea, my son, and thou art another.
And thy children, Seth, will be still another.
Then thy words shall not be lost on the wind and the water, I promise thee. For I shall write down thy prophecy when we return to the valley, and I shall read it to my children, and they shall read it to their children, as long as there is time on earth and a people to read.
And so it was through the long golden days in the valley that Amos spoke God's words, and Seth wrote them down, and they remained the living words of our everlasting Lord.
Write, Seth, write, for this the Lord hath also said, I will turn the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall make gardens and eat the fruit of them. I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be plucked up out of the land which I have given them.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 25 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Israel J. Kazis, spiritual leader of Temple Mishkan Tefillah, Newton, Massachusetts. Rabbi Kazis.
Although the prophet Amos lived 2,700 years ago, the words which he spoke are endowed with timeless significance, and his message is as vital to mankind today as it was to his generation. Amos was deeply disturbed over the suffering and anguish of the oppressed and deprived members of society. His sensitive soul could not accept and would not compromise with a state of affairs in which injustice and inhumanity debased the lives and shattered the hopes of his fellow men. This constituted an intolerable violation of his profound reverence for life, which flowed from his firm conviction that every human being is created in the image of God and is therefore infinitely precious. He believed that those who earnestly wish to find God must seek him first in humanity's need, and that those who profess to serve God must prove their sincerity in the service of their fellow men. Amos taught that the worship of God requires much more of men than offerings and hymns of praise. It requires, above all, an orientation toward life which is grounded in the pursuit of justice and righteousness. Amos believed that these moral imperatives were manifestations of the divine will, and that their fulfillment was a basic prerequisite for the existence of a social order in which men would assume and practice the responsibilities and restraints of civilized living. He sought to awaken his contemporaries to the truth that a society which encouraged or tolerated the practice of evil and injustice could not endure, because it was sowing the seeds of its own destruction. The validity of Amos's doctrine has been confirmed again and again throughout the ages. The threat to the stability of the ethical foundations of society is an ever-recurring one and must be met by men of vision and conviction in every generation. As we confront the moral challenge in our own time, may we be inspired in our endeavors by the memorable words of Amos: "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream." Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Cases. Our Eternal Life drama today, The Shepherd from Tekoa, was the 13th in a series entitled Pages from the Living Book, and was written by Harriet Kopp. Cantor David Potterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured were Ian Martin as Benjamin, Mandel Kramer as Amos, Albert M. Ottenheimer as Aaron, Stats Cotsworth as Amaziah, and Peter Laser as the boy Seth. Others in the cast today were Leslie Woods, Maurice Tarplin, Daniel Acco, and Sam Raskin. The flute player was Al Howard. We invite you to join us next week when The Eternal Life will present Come Under the Wings, adapted by Virginia Mazur from the book by Grace Golden. This is Jerry Damon. The Eternal Life, produced for NBC by Rhoda Grady, is directed by Kenneth McGregor. For the seminary, Dr. Ben Zion Boxer of the Forest Hills Jewish Center is program editor, Milton E. Krentz producer, and Ruth Sussman program coordinator. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.